Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves
what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, I don't get to talk to this guy enough. Not only is he unbelievably smart when it comes to the metals market and the Bitcoin and the currency market, but he's also a good friend of mine, and I know he's always running around, but thank God he gives us a chance and gives us a call. It's my friend Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. What do you say, Mr. Blanchard?
Bubba, it is always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
I love having you on because, you know, I tell you, you are my guy when it comes to this space, and I respect what you've done, and I know the changes that you're trying to make this space, but I know you've been traveling all over the place. Tell us what's going on. I mean, give us the scoop of what's going on with you.
We have been focused on really choice in currency is our mission, and making gold and silver accessible to the world, and the best gold and silver accessible to the world, and ultimately other metals too. And it really, we do that by making the metal accessible, that value accessible, making it spendable, you know, making it so you can lend off of it, basically making gold and silver like any other traditional national currency. So I'm in the great state of Texas because there's a great deal of belief in that sort of choice in currency and gold and silver being sound choices for that choice.
So, you know, as we look at the metal space, and we look at the metals market, and we look at the troubles, you and I have talked about this many, many times in the past, and nothing's really changed, but it seems, Anthem, that gold has kind of caught a little bit of a bid here. You know, it hit that low at 1050 a while back, and ever so slightly been grinding its way higher and grinding its way higher in spite of what the dollar was doing. Now, of course, we know the dollar has sold off a little bit here recently, but still much higher. What's your outlook of gold, and where do you see it going?
It's a great observation. I mean, if you look in dollar terms, if you kind of start looking around 3 years ago, I would say, see the price was, you know, kind of started to slow the pace of the price decline in dollars and start forming this type of bull. So kind of from a chartist standpoint, looking at it from that standpoint, from just a macroeconomic standpoint, I think the case at hand is the concern that the markets are displaying about the Fed's policy and really the inability to even hike what was really, in essence, more like 10, 15 basis points in very small amounts. And you saw this huge reaction in the markets, and we saw gold catch a really good bid, I think, in large part because of that volatility created. So I think that we're looking at an inflection point here because the mouthpieces at the Fed and other central banks for so long had been saying, you know, they'd be able to, quote-unquote, normalize policy and increase interest rates, and it just doesn't look like it's happening. So the consequences now of a negative interest rate environment in real and nominal terms, I mean, not even just including inflation, you know, but in real terms, where you really just get penalized for having funds at a bank. I mean, those times are coming here. I mean, they're already in Japan. That happened last week. You know, they're in Europe already. It's been the case for a good, you know, year plus in a lot of places. So, you know, that's the landscape, Bubba. It's a time to really look for a flight to safety, and that's why you saw gold get such a bid. There's a strong bid in January.
So, you know, we both have opinions of, which we'll talk about later in the show, about the Federal Reserve and what they're doing. But you made an interesting comment, and I'm curious. We know that we trade the dollar and the euro. All the currencies are what they call fiat currencies, which are just paper. They free float against each other, and they're somewhat obviously manipulated. But, I mean, if I'm an American and I want to buy gold in euros, I still have to convert to euros. So explain to me what that means when you talk about where you're at and, you know, buying it in different currencies, because, again, it's really more the currency than anything else, is it not?
It is. And so really what you've seen is you've seen other national currencies displaying extreme weakness versus dollar. And really, in simple terms, the U.S. dollar market is by far the most liquid of all of the markets out there. So, I mean, it's when debts are issued, they typically are issued in dollars, and especially so in the case of countries whose currencies are not widely traded. So we've seen this a lot in places like Brazil and China, where you have debts that are denominated in dollars, but yet you have income that is being received in that country's home currency. So the problem becomes is that if you have weakening economies globally, because it is an interconnected economy that we all live in, and so it looks like globally the economy is getting weaker, then the issue is that you have defaults start to arise. People can't pay their bills, they can't pay their debts. And then the problem becomes, well, maybe they can pay some of their debts, and so they get triggered, right? And there are these debt covenants that get triggered. And so all of a sudden, then there's a rush to exchange that national currency, whether it's in Brazil or China or wherever else in the world, other emerging markets. And there's this rush to convert to dollars, and it just makes their national currency problems even more pronounced. And it goes all of a sudden from weakening currencies to being a benefit from an export standpoint to being out of control and causing complete economic chaos in that home market, like we're seeing in Venezuela right now being a classic example at the present.
And, of course, that is common. And one of the things is nobody believes something like that could happen here, but indeed it could, couldn't it?
It could happen. I mean, I think if you look at national fiat currencies, paper currencies, that they've always gone to zero. And frankly, every asset currency, every time a government has issued gold currency or silver currency, they've always turned it into paper. And so that's really why with Anthem Ball, we really push this choice in currency idea that Nobel economist Frederick August Hayek advocated and went so far as to call our payable gold-backed Bitcoin, effectively Hayek gold. So we can kind of get more into that, too, because that's really exciting. We're relaunching Hayek gold this year, and we're doing a pre-launch sale. So that's something that we can get into, too, for your listeners.
Well, yeah, that'd be great because, Anthony, you always bring – look, you're an innovator, okay? And you've got that special blend of the old-world understanding of the precious metals and the new world technology of actually turning gold into an actual currency that somebody can actually spend, as you like to call it, by the sliver, where you don't have to come out and you don't have to carry a brick of gold in your purse. You can simply write a check out of from Anthem Vault, right, which is just taking away from your gold. I want you to answer that when we come back from the break, but you guys got to check out anthemvault.com. I'm telling you that the first of all, the guy is brilliant, and he's got the genetics for this business. He's from the right side, and he understands how the entire currency markets and all markets work. So it really is a guy that really gets the whole picture, and he really takes care of his clients as well. And, of course, he's out traveling around taking care of his business. And so it's Anthem at Anthem Blanchard at AnthemVault.com. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and check out our new hedging program. It kind of ties in with the gold theory, because we believe that you should always be invested, but you should always be invested with some sort of hedging module behind it so that you don't have to take the risk of the downside of the markets as we see experiencing. And it looks to me that the markets are headed lower, and probably significantly so, all because our Federal Reserve, which Anthony and I will talk to, will not admit to the asset bubble that they have created, and it looks like they're most likely going to try to continue to recreate, because that's what happens when you put a Band-Aid on a wound that needs a tourniquet. That's our Federal Reserve at work. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. If you miss an episode, you can always go to libertytalk.fm, get it on demand. The Bubba Show with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. My guy, my man, Mr. Understanding, knows the markets. All right, so take us through what's going on with the Hayek. That was your big baby, and let's hear about it.
Yeah, so we launched with great fanfare last year. We about 3 months in to the HIACS, we launched it in May of last year, and it was so novel, so innovative. No one had ever seen anything like it before, and that caught the attention of the regulators. They said, okay, well, we don't have any designation for what you're doing, so we need to do that. And so they put a designation. It's like any other financial services company of. In our case, it was something kind of obtuse. I won't bore your listeners with it, but it's too much. But it's a money service business. And so our company went ahead and got licensed with U.S. Treasury for money service business license last year. And then we found out that it also required us to get a state license too. So, or at least it's prudent, it looks like. I mean, honestly, because when you're doing something so innovative that the lines blur a little bit, it does get a little bit tricky. It's like Airbnb or Uber kind of experience similar things in the very, very early days. So, you know, we are, in our case, dealing with people's money, and we are dealing in financial services. So we have to take the treasury law and financial services law very, very seriously, you know, because the last thing we want is for the company to be operating in a way that can be construed as not being legal or legally licensed. And so we're very, very cautious. So, Exciting news. We are now very close to obtaining our state money transmission license. We're told by the state we're just waiting on some background checks, the procedural items and things like that. Very simple. So just how quickly the government can process. So we should very soon be launching. So what we're doing, Bubba, is we're launching, we're pre-selling the stored and insurance part of the HIAC. So HIAC is a gram of gold that's payable online anywhere. So it's like Bitcoin. It actually travels on the same superhighway system as the Bitcoin does, Bitcoin blockchain does. And so, yet it's a gram of gold. So it's about $35 worth of value. So what we're doing is we're actually pre-selling that storage and insurance for 50 years, fully prepaid, at 50% off. So your listeners are interested, they can go to FungiCoin, is what we're calling this pre-sale. It's FungiCoin.com. And they can sign up for an email, and that way they'll get filled in and get more information. As we get closer to selling this launch, basically it's like a coupon. So for 50% off the storage, so for 50 years. So We're planning to charge $6 retail for 50 years of storage, and we're planning now to do a $3 pre-sale for a gram of gold. So that's, you know, a pretty great value if you do the math. So 50 years of storage. So that's something that we're really excited about. So, you know, we're just in the stages right now of developing this pre-launch. And but I love what I see so far from the team. So it's FUNGI, as in fungible, the play on words, bear mushroom fungible coin. So that's something that I think people are really going to be excited about. So we're giving people a great discount, and it basically is a token of our appreciation for waiting and being patient. And HIAC's going to be bigger and better and faster and more efficient than ever. And that's a commitment that we have lifetime. With Anthem Vault, to continuously improve and make this gold cash, digital gold cash, better and faster and more secure and just easier to use. So those are things that I think people are going to be really, really excited about.
You always do things like that. That is basically your mantra, is to do things right. And I mean, you've been working on getting this right, and I can certainly see, and I'm excited for you. I mean, because I think it's a great model, and you know me, I've always been, you know, never wildly, you know, I'm not one of those guys that gets crazy about gold, but I'm not crazy about the dollar either. I mean, I think that, you know, everything has a place and its purpose, and I love what you're doing with it, because it does give an individual alternative options and how to spend their money. And I know you've got, you know, some places have the ability to take your currency as well, correct?
Yeah, yes. I mean, so what we're doing is we're talking with different exchangers of virtual currency, so especially Bitcoin exchangers. And, you know, these exchangers are looking for a trustworthy, credible asset. So, you know, basically being able to buy and sell the HIAC with the relaunch, you know, on these different exchanges. So yeah, the idea is to maximize accessibility, and that's really what this form does. Because sure, someone can go to AnthemVault.com right now and buy gold, and that's great. And in a lot of jurisdictions, you know, immediately they're going to be able to just go from the gold to the Hayek. But what we foresee happening is that, you know, people are used to the account that they already have. It's like a brokerage account or a Forex account, and the same is with virtual currency accounts as well. So instead of re-engineering the wheel, what we intend is just to distribute through existing currency channels, whether it be virtual currency or eventually foreign currency. So that's the big appeal for the Hayek. I think it's that flexibility. So just very much like a stock, right? You can buy a stock at multiple different exchanges, you know, stock exchanges and brokerage accounts. So you have all these different choices. So, you know, you don't want that stock. You want that stock to be able to trade as freely as you can. So that's exactly the same approach that we take with the Hayek.
Well, we want free markets and free trade and price discovery, unlike the Federal Reserve. But we'll get to that later. I still got that in my back of my mind. But so what you're doing is producing this. And of course, because of your reputation, because of how thorough you are and what a good job you do, you're getting acceptance. And in your opinion, Anthem, you know, we saw the start of Bitcoin. Obviously, gold and silver have been around for a long time. But as these alternatives come to pass, in your guess, you know, what percentage do you think of the population will use the Hayek or something like that?
I'm biased, but I think eventually it's going to be 100%. Yeah, I think we're moving away from an era of nationalized currencies, and I think we're moving into an era of decentralized currencies with choice in currency. But I think more broadly, just decentralization, period. I mean, look at the Internet. The Internet decentralized communication for us. You know, we didn't have to rely solely on a big telco, or we didn't have to rely solely on a big cable company or a big newspaper company or a big TV company, right? We were able to disintermediate those communication channels. And that's exactly what you're seeing happen on a more broad level. I mean, look at Airbnb, very popular service, disintermediating the hotel hospitality industry. Look at Uber, disintermediating the taxi and livery transportation industry. So, and this is the common thread. That this is really what we're seeing happen now in finance is really catch the wind now of that's been blowing really since, you know, the last 25 years. It's just accelerated now because, like anything in business, the opportunity is greater, right? I mean, never before in modern times, at least since the dollar has been established as the world's reserve currency, we've seen, you know, so many people all over the world, including developed countries, you know, need currency that they can trust because they're stuck with currencies that they can't trust. And you can see that by looking at all of the price action, how volatile it's been, you know, even with the euro-dollar pair, you know, very, very, very liquid pair. So if you look at that pair right over the last 15 years and how much volatility has increased in, you know, the last 5, 10, I mean, it's been significant.
No, so, it has.
You need choice in currency.
I agree with that, and I want to talk more about that because I think that that's an important thing. But, of course, I guess the question I want to ask when we come back from the break, Anthem, is but you and I understand it, and everybody understands it, but will the long arm of the government somehow, will we be able to get around the long arm of the government and their intervention and their regulations and all the crap that they spill upon anything? Because, of course, Uncle Sam, well, really isn't Uncle Sam anymore. Now it's Uncle whoever, but they want to get their piece. And that is always the problem that comes here. So when we come back from the break, I want to know if we're going to be able to get around the regulations that they're going to try to impose on all of these things that are going on, because I think they're important. This is Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. You can hear the excitement of what he's doing. I can't tell you how excited I am for him because I know how much of his heart and soul he's put together to put this whole thing together, and it's been years in the making. Anthem Blanchard, Anthem Vault. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure if you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm. Every day it's on demand. You be one of the 100,000 of people that listen to it every day. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break.
In other words, trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Yeah, that whistle is 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Anthem Blanchard from Anthem Vault, a expert in this field, and again has a great breeding going all the way back to his dad. And Anthem, you know, I love what you're doing. I love the whole situation, and I can see it. But can we get around the government? Because the internet site of like of the poker sites, the fantasy sports sites are having trouble. And this is even a little bit bigger than that. Can we get around them, and can we make it work?
I think we can, because I think of the necessity. I mean, really, you know, those other, you know, fantasy sports, I mean, that's, you know, entertainment. I mean, I think people should have free choice, but and anything they do. But I think because of the pressing need and the risk of having really just one system, a banking payment system, that's in place, it provides a tremendous amount of risk for governments, because you know, ultimately governments are then superseded by banks, and so which puts the governments in a very vulnerable situation. So, and I would argue puts banks in a vulnerable situation as well. People that rely on them and ultimately owners of them, because you know, if it is blind faith into a system because it's the only system that's currently around, then it's just not very wise. So my observation, communicating with a lot of you know, ultra high net worth individuals and financial institutions and different investment banks, and is that people of great power and you know net worth do recognize the issues. And so I'm in Texas. I've been in Texas a lot the last few months, especially, and you know Texas is as enacted this Texas Bullion Depository Act that I'm pretty sure we talked about last time I was on your show, and this was back in June, and it calls for a few things. It calls for gold that University of Texas Endowment Fund has housed with the New York Federal Reserve, HSBC, down to Texas, and that's one aspect. Another aspect is to create a vaulting system where individuals, not Texans and non-Texans, both and entities can go and put their gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium in these Texas vaults that are protected against any outside government confiscating the value. And the third interesting piece on this, it calls for a gold payment system and more broadly a precious metal payment system. So they're just like the one that our team has basically devised. It's, you know, so that's it's so encouraging to me that you have, you know, Texas alone is, I think, a top 7 or 8 economy by GDP globally, and you know, such a rich you know state that has you know so much value in commerce that they recognize the importance of having alternative systems. And I'm told by you know different state officials that there's a number of other states that are following suit. So I mean, at the very least, Bubba, we've got some pretty strong state support, and ultimately this really is a state's rights issue because we're dealing with property, commodity. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, they're all commodities. And so under U.S. law, those are property. And so those are states' rights issues. So, I think we always have to be weary and vigilant about really bad regulations. And even with the best of intentions, sometimes you get horrible regulations. So that's part of our mission too, educating people, educating regulators, educating bankers. I think Bitcoin does a lot of service for us in the sense that Bitcoin is already out there in the open, and the amount of computing power it would take to take down the network at this point would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and really that would just be a stopgap measure. So I think that Bitcoin also helps just to provide this de facto safety net for us, just because Bitcoin is so uncontrollable, and really with the Hayek, I mean, we do have control. It's just we don't actually clear the transaction, so that's where we take advantage of this network. But still have a lot more visibility than a Bitcoin, for example. So it's a dance. It's a dance, Bubba, for sure. I mean, and that's why having experience in the industry goes a long way. So I mean, that's what we have on our team, and that's why we act so surgical and meticulous with our actions.
No, I mean, it's great. I mean, again, I'm a big believer, and you've brought me over, slowly but surely through our conversations, into I'm a fan of gold and the metals. I mean, I believe in it, and I believe everybody should own some, but I'm also becoming more of a believer in watching our central banks around the world work on their financial engineering plans, which is totally absurd to me that we can't allow free markets and price discovery to take hold. What's your thoughts of all this stuff that's going on, Anthem? I mean, to me, we've lost the free market spirit of which we were built on, and now it's they've got to engineer or create something, and really they don't admit what they're doing. What's your whole take of this whole thing?
Prices are not indicative of value because the price of money, which are interest rates, are being distorted by, then they've always been distorted by central banks. So I don't want to paint that picture that it's never been distorted. It's always been distorted by central banks as long as there's been central banks. So sure. But the difference is that since 2008, it's not even a question. The vast majority of the interest rate price action movement downward has been all artificially done. And obviously we know in 2008 that that trillions of dollars worth of debt that ultimately got assumed, and over time and with the Federal Reserve, buying all this bad debt. And so we don't have a market. We don't have we're not operating with the vast majority of the action in the market happening because of private actors. We're seeing the vast majority of the price action happening in the markets happening because of central bank action and central banks that have charters or licensed to print, basically, through a fiat decree by the federal government. So as an extension of it. So basically, even though technically the Federal Reserve is not a public organization, it still has a publicly granted monopoly to issue legal tender currency, Federal Reserve notes. So, this is a failed path. We know this from the history. It's a failed path. Very fortunately, there really was no other way for currency to really function, I would argue, in a modern society without a big, hierarchical structures. And, now that is not the case any longer. We see Bitcoin, and, we see that, now you can do virtual currency transactions for fractions of a penny and super fast. And you don't need a lot of infrastructure. You don't need, mega banks and mega central banks and mega treasury departments to be able to issue and manage a currency any longer, which is a wonderful thing for all of us. Now the question is how does this how does the transition work for everyone, right? And that's really where Anthem Vault, know that if you have metal at Anthem Vault, that, you know, we are constantly, continuously working on making it the most, you know, usable, accessible, you know, ultimately spendable in as many ways as possible, even, you know, without a healthy banking system, all of it. So at any time, and to have that ultimate peace of mind. So, you know, we're in the U.S., you know, being able to support, you know, where you are. You know, I know that people get concerned about the U.S. because of metal gold confiscation in the past. And what I'd say to that is, you know, I'm very intimately familiar with the history because my dad played a big part in getting rid of the prohibition against gold ownership in 1975. And he was the biggest, most visible advocate for it. And so, James E. Blanchard III. And so, you know, I'm very familiar, but the issue is that, you know, the dollar is so far away from being gold backed. I mean, it's been so diluted. And, you know, ultimately there's so many other assets that the government can legally have access to, whether it's an IRA or, you know, whether it's indirectly through a bank, because banks are chartered by a government special charter and banks technically own, you know, all the deposits as assets. So, you know, those are just realities. And so, you know, I look at Texas, what they've done, and it's unique. It's unique to any jurisdiction anywhere in the world. And it's taking advantage, really, of U.S. constitutional law, in my opinion, in terms of the separation between the federal government and the state government, and you know, property, you know, and the property issues being, you know, state's issues. And so, I just think it'd be a PR disaster, even if some crazy, ill, you know, thought out idea, you know, to confiscate ever would try to be implemented again. I mean, the U.S. is the world's biggest asset haven in the world. It's a pretty well known fact at this point. And so any kind of action that would diminish the property rights of someone, which a confiscation most definitely would in the day of the internet, especially, it would just be an absolute disaster to the financial services industry here.
Hold that thought.
I never think you'd see it.
Hold that thought, financial services industry. This is Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm. You can check it out always on demand. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friend, my man, Anthem Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. So, no chance they're going to confiscate. No chance there's going to be some special overturn. I mean, you know, there was a revolution once in this country. What do you think?
There's always a chance. It just wouldn't amount to very much these days. I mean, if you look at the provisions that have been, bail-in provisions that have been put in since 2008, you know, Federal Reserve and Bank of Canada, Bank of England, ECB, Bank of Japan, yeah, I'm sure they're probably elsewhere too. I mean, that is really the low-hanging fruit and really the big problem. I mean, the big issue at hand is, you know, not enough reserve assets relative to all of the amount of debt and liabilities, and I think that's really where it's clean. It's legal. I mean, it's legal now for, you know, a bank account to be, you know, have capital controls. Now, what that limit will be, I have no clue. When it will happen, I have no clue. But, you know, 10,000, you know, in that kind of scenario of confiscating wealth, that's a much easier, legal, more lucrative avenue, and as are IRAs, or, you know, 401k, because they're government-granted trust. So, you know, it's really like a government trust. So, you know, that the terms can then be changed. So, can anything happen? Yeah, anything can happen. Is it wise if you have enough means to hold wealth in different countries around the world? Yes. You know, I think that's when it starts really getting gray, because, you know, I can give dozens of reasons why and why not to store in any jurisdiction in the world right now, in gold and silver, other assets, and, you know, they'd be valid. So it's really then a case of what makes you sleep well, you know, what makes you, you know, understand the issues is the important part, I think, Bubba. The understanding that, you know, we're in a system where there's way more debt and derivatives have been created than there are, you know, dollars or actual dollars that got, you know, created from, you know, the Federal Reserve and Treasury and Bank of England and banknotes. I mean, it's massively more. And that's really the issue at hand. So, you know, how this plays out, you know, how much governments are going to have to create more currency to try to bail out the system or bail in to try to help just bail out the system, basically. You know, how it all plays, and none of us know that. I mean, that's all up for debate, and we'll find out. But, you know, don't be a sucker and, you know, have all of your value in, you know, system whereby they're legally can be bail-ins now. I mean, it's just not smart. So Anthem Vault provides you with an ability to have value outside of the system and know it's safe and protected. It's bring storage, billions of London insurance, and we're on constant missions to get more transparency on the bar. So, you know, that's something that comes with time and relationships and knowledge and just to try to get people to, you know, feel as good as possible for good reasons, that, you know, that we have all these assurances, you know, audit standards and people can visit the metal even. I mean, it's, you know, and we're constantly pushing. It's not even nearly enough. It's just a question of making sure that, you know, we can continue to innovate with our partners, our vaulting partners and our other logistics partners.
Well, that's why you're the man. Okay. Now, economists always refuse to admit when there's a problem. They refuse to admit that even that we're in a recession for the middle class, which I don't think we've ever left. The Federal Reserve is basically a total joke right now because they have no clue. And I think they raised rates in December just to show that they could. I mean, it was a horrible decision at that particular time. And yet they're still in control and refuse to call the problems that we have in this country. Is there a resolve? I know, of course, you're a Ron Paul supporter. Rand Paul just pulled out of the race, obviously. But there's an end the Fed and audit the Fed. Can we do that? Should we do that? What are your thoughts in that respect? I think that it's important to get your views of all these things.
Yeah, I think central banking is antiquated. And I think central banking, it's proven that putting a couple dozen people together in a meeting and FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, and thinking that these people are going to somehow, you know, have the oracle of global monetary policy ultimately because of the effects that U.S. monetary policy has on the world is ludicrous. And I think it's very antiquated. We've proven through history that we've been able to not have to have central banks before, and you know, we've had free banking in the U.S. It worked pretty great. You know, and really the criticisms that were had at the time are eliminated now with technology in terms of, you know, exchangeability of, you know, different private currencies. You know, at the time there were banks that would issue these private currencies typically, and you know, they were tradable. And so you can imagine the days back in the telegraph and railroads, and that's how you verified. And the system still worked pretty well at that point, pretty great. I mean, it really was, in my opinion, a lot of fear-mongering that was created that was used to manipulate the government into thinking if there was centralization, then the government was going to be able to, you know, create more stability in the markets. And I think it's really just a ruse by the largest, you know, bankers at the time and financial players at the time, ultimately to create a monopoly for themselves where they could, you know, Federal Reserve gets to make money just off of, you know, having the sole exclusive on currency and treasury debt, you know, U.S. debt sales. So, you know, through its dealer network of other banks. So, I mean, that to me, you know, was the real reason that we had the Federal Reserve as, you know, another iteration of a central bank in this country tried. And this one lasted 100 years, a lot longer than the other versions. And so I think now we have to just really demand as a populace, just like people are demanding Uber and people are demanding Airbnb and you know, demand privacy on their iPhones and Google accounts. And they, we have to say we want choice in currency. We want to be able to protect ourselves, you know, from bank failures. We want to be able to protect ourselves from currency issues. You know, we don't want to have to pay negative 1% or 2% or 3 or 5%, you know, in an account just for the privilege of being able to pay people cross border global. I mean, that we this is the time we need to demand more. We need to stand up for our demands, and because it's important for all of us, for even the heads of the largest banks and their families, because the last thing that anyone wants, irrespective of their wealth, is social unrest. I mean, if they're a sane human being, you know, they do not want, you know, you could be a trillionaire, but if you're living in a chaotic world, you're not going to have a lot of fun with those trillions. So, you know, we're all in it together here. You know, we have to demand choice in currency, and just like everything else, you know, the government gets in and has a monopoly on something, in this case, money. I mean, just as big of a disaster as everything else that government has had a monopoly in. So, you know, it's no different. You know, we have to train ourselves to remember that.
Anthony Blanchard, you are definitely the man. I wish you great success, because I think what you're doing is obviously in the best interest of the people. And if I remember the Constitution, we the people for the people, and I think you're taking care of that business. Anthony Blanchard, Anthony Vault, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Bubba. And just real quickly, you know, I represent a team of great, hardworking, innovative, passionate people. So, you know, I'm the face and the founder, but very lucky and fortunate to have such a great support system and really, really make it happen for us. So, you know, thank you very much for having me on the show. Always a real pleasure and treat.
You're the best, my friend. This has been Anthony Blanchard. Check him out. Seriously, I'm telling you, look at his pedigree. He understands it, and this is not by he's not knocking anybody. He's saying it's time for a change, because he is right. And of course, you know that Bubba calls the Fed a Ponzi scheme anyways. So it is time for a change. It is time for things to be done a little bit differently, and we can do it in this country if we, the people, step up, and part of stepping up is voting. But this has been the Bubba Show. We have spent the day with our friend Anthony Blanchard from AnthemVault.com. That'll do it for today, but make sure you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Arts. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.